next on Annenberg Radio News.
My son has mental health issues, so having that program really helped me out tremendously.
Keisha Hughes tells us about the state children's health insurance plan and the impact on her family. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for October 4th. I'm Tom Sparks. Hundreds of truant students were picked up off the street this morning in a massive truancy sweep in South Los Angeles and the South Bay. The LAPD's Truancy Task Force partnered with the Los Angeles Unified School District and other law enforcement agencies in the operation. The sweep did not include any northern parts of the city like Hollywood or Beverly Hills, but officers say future truancy task forces will target those areas. Tomorrow is payday for Los Angeles Unified School District employees, and as Patrick Becker reports, a computer glitch that has caused thousands of employees to be paid incorrectly may soon be fixed.
You'd have to be a triple doctor from Harvard, Yale, and MIT to figure out the personal payroll history that they sent to people.
So says Pat Duffy, president of United Teachers Los Angeles. He's referring to the payroll stubs LAUSD employees receive from the new automated payroll system. But the new system may be handing out more pain than paychecks.
Tens of thousands of teachers and other employees are going to be devastated at tax time.
But LAUSD Superintendent David Brewer says he hopes the glitch in the Business Tools for Schools program, or the BTS, will be fixed by as early as next month.
It's extremely important that we get this BTS problem resolved so that we can get focused on the main mission, which is educating children.
Duffy says teachers are getting frustrated and tired with the district's handling of the problem.
My teachers are tired, and it could get very well to a point where teachers start walking out.
UTLA is planning a campout near LAUSD headquarters starting tomorrow to support the thousands of workers expected to show up at payroll services to make sure they're paid correctly. Meanwhile, Superintendent Brewer plans to keep the payroll service center open late. Patrick Becker, Annenberg Radio News.
Najee Ali and other civil rights activists want an independent inquiry into the fatal shooting of a black motorist. Santa Ana police shot and killed Kevin Powell during a car chase on Tuesday.
It's very rare these car pursuits end in a use of deadly force. So that's caused many civil rights leaders to question whether deadly force was necessary to apprehend Mr. Powell.
Ali wonders if the force was excessive because Powell was a black man. He says black and Latino motorists are often treated differently. Two men walking to end the death penalty have reached Los Angeles. They spoke at a rally today outside the criminal courthouse. Annie Chenefun has the story.
Jeff Gallardi and Richard Carlberg have walked 216 miles. Starting in San Diego on September 15th, Gallardi says they plan to reach Sacramento in November.
The walk has gone very well. We have good turnouts at the three courthouses where we've been before today.
The turnout at LA's courthouse, however, was not a big crowd. Former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper was among the 20 people on hand to protest the death penalty.
It has been fed and fueled by race and class discrimination. How in the world can we defend a system whose ultimate penalty is death?
California Rabbi Jerry Goldstein says the death penalty is not only barbaric, but costly. According to the Death Penalty Focus Group, an estimated $2.5 million is spent per case. But Rabbi Goldstein's main objection is the moral issue.
I don't care if they hang people, if they stone people, if they cut off their heads, or if they give them a lethal injection, it's murder.
Walkers Gallardi and Kahlberg are making their next stop in Ventura County. Annie Chenefun, Annenberg Radio News.
500,000 toys made in China were recalled today after they were found to contain dangerous levels of lead. The recalled toys include Pirates of the Caribbean flashlights and Baby Einstein building blocks. The recall also includes products sold by Toys R Us, KB Toys, and Sports Authority. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the toys do not pose an imminent health risk to children. It's called State Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP. President Bush vetoed it yesterday. Democrats say they will not compromise with the president. They hope the House will override the veto on October 18th, but that could be a long shot, even though the bill has bipartisan support. Republican Congressman George Radonovich of California says the bill is fraught with inexcusable spending and tax increases. Dr. Anamol Mawul disagrees.
We feel that for the president, while he oversees an annual budget that is in the trillions of dollars for this country, it is just astonishing and most disappointing to us that he's denying the poor children of this country mere $12 billion a year to cover the health care needs of children.
Later on Annenberg Radio News, our Hannah Ingber Wind will speak with healthcare finance expert Glenn Melnick about what the bill really means. Stay tuned to Annenberg Radio News as we take a deeper look at what the Children's Health Insurance Bill really intends to do and what SCHIP does for one California family. Hundreds of students who cut school are facing penalties after a multi-agency task force carried out large truancy sweeps in South Los Angeles and the South Bay this morning. Jean-Luc Renault reports.
The department and the Sheriff's Department partnered with the LA Unified School District and other law enforcement agencies in this morning's sweep. Police nabbed truant students in South LA, Harbor City, Torrance, and Long Beach. LAPD Officer Perry Griffith of the 77th Division explains the overall objective behind the sweep.
So we're trying to reduce the crime picture, our daytime crime picture. And what I mean by our daytime crime picture are juveniles being involved in crime, becoming victims of crime, and committing crime. It's just not about citing the kid, placing the kid in juvenile hall. It's about getting the kids some resources that can help this kid be successful in high school.
Students were either cited for truancy on the spot or taken to command centers by the busload. Phone banks were set up where volunteers called the students' parents to come pick them up. The presence of probation officers and the occasional student in handcuffs gave it a serious tone. Veronica Love came here to take her kids back to school, but not before complaining about the sweep.
I feel like they should at least get the kids to 9 o'clock and then consider them as truant. My boys left home at 8:15 because I overslept because I have custody of my grandson and he was ill. So I overslept.
Eddie Goodman is with Safe Passage, a Compton-based program that protects students on their way to school from gang-related violence.
Truancy starts from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So if they was on the train, by the time they probably got to school, got off the train, and walked to their school, far as the truancy law, they would have probably been good to go anyway. So, you know, they was already late.
Officer Griffith says last year 400 students were picked up in a single sweep. By the looks of it, this year's total might very well surpass that. Griffiths also says that more sweeps are planned for other areas of the city. Jean-Luc Renault, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to the fight over children's health insurance. The bill was passed in Congress with support from both parties and support from a majority of the American people. President Bush vetoed it yesterday, saying it's been expanded too much. Hannah Ingber Wynn takes a closer look at the bill.
Continued and expanded the state children's health insurance program. The program is federally funded, subsidized health insurance for kids from low-income families. USC healthcare finance expert Glenn Melnick says the bill is in part a response to an increase in the cost of health care.
Health insurance is already expensive, and it's going up 8 to 10% a year. And so more and more people are going to be priced out of that market.
Melnick says health insurance for a family of four in California costs $12,000 to $14,000 a year, and that is below the national average. The current law gives insurance to children and families who make less than 200% of the federal poverty level. The expansion would cover families who make less than 300% of the poverty level. The extra money would be paid in part by an increase on the cigarette tax. Bush vetoed the bill because he said the eligible income levels were too high.
If we make the income level so high, many of the families at that level already have health insurance that they pay for out of their own pockets. They'll just start to drop that and go on the government program. And so we're subsidizing families who don't really need to be subsidized, and that money could be spent elsewhere.
But despite the political brawl, Melnick says he thinks the bill will ultimately pass.
They will reconcile because I think the Democratic Congress doesn't want this program to go away. It's too popular. And also, I think, the Republicans also don't want to be painted as the Scrooge party who killed this popular program.
Democrats will try to vote on the bill again in 2 weeks. They say they want to override the veto with a two-thirds majority. Hannah Ingber Nguyen, Annenberg Radio News.
A presidential veto and squabbling among members of Congress is making headlines. But for millions of families, the SCHIP program is about more than politics. Keisha Hughes is a mother in Sonoma County who relies on the program.
I have three kids, 11, 6, and 2. Born two girls. I have my son on Healthy Families since he was about 2 years old. The program, cost effectively wise, has been really great for me. I do work, but is not able to afford it with my employer, so having that program really helped me out tremendously. My son has mental health issues growing up, and so being able to have that insurance for him to go to the doctor to get the help he needs has just been a great program, and I'm just sad that we may potentially lose it because it's been, you know, part of me and my children's lives for so many years.
Before that, was it difficult to pay the medical bills?
Yes, it was. At the time when I had my first child, which is a child that's on Healthy Families, I didn't have any medical coverage, and with going with other avenues with the state, they wanted so much of a high share of cost that it was unbearable for me to do that, you know. And so luckily when someone had told me about this program, because I had never even heard of it, and I put in the paperwork, and it was just like, you know, when they told me, how much I would have to pay each month, I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it, you know. And it was just such tremendous help to me. I can't believe we're in this predicament now.
If you could say anything to President Bush, can I ask you what you'd say?
Well, I would tell him, you know, that he's making a big mistake. You're hurting the kids. You're hurting my child. I really feel that he doesn't care. He's coming out of office soon. So it's like it really doesn't matter to him. You know, maybe he doesn't have young children, or I don't know why he's doing this, but I don't like him. You know, I don't like a lot of things he stands for. But for this issue right here, I'm quite sure that he's going to make a lot of enemies. And I was telling him straight to his face, you know, I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing. You know, you always talk about the next generation. Well, that's who you're hurting. You know, I hope the people of California is really, you know, watching out for their children. Some people, they just like, well, it's not my problem. You know, they may have other coverage going on, and I just want them to know, make a voice heard. You know, I'm not a political person. I never have been. But for this, you know, it's for my kids.
Keisha Hughes is a mother in Sonoma County, California. Now we check in with Jessica Lane to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Tom. Tonight, we're looking at the La Jolla landslide that took place yesterday. Families were allowed to return home, and I talked to a geologist about whether or not a slide like that could occur around USC. Another story we're looking at is about a new strategy in dealing with homelessness in Los Angeles. The city is looking at developing a support system that would centralize all services. We talked to homeless people who were excited about the prospect. You could watch us tonight on Trojan Vision live at 6 and anytime on the web at atvn.org.
Thanks, Jessica. And make sure to keep clicking on annenbergradio.org. Later today, Sam Farber's piece on bolero music will be available, as well as many other great Annenberg Radio news features. Moving on to local weather, it's starting to feel like fall. Partly cloudy tonight with highs tomorrow of only 67 degrees and a high of 74 for Saturday, and warming up to around 79 degrees this Sunday. That's our show for Thursday, October 4th. For everyone here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Tom Sparks. Have a great weekend.